Did you notice the word I use as prophet? It's not just do the best you can. Christians all across our nation in the West are doing the best they can. So best they can means I'm going to pay every bill that I have. I'm going to take all the vacations I need. I'm going to indulge in every hobby and every nice thing I want to have. What's left over, maybe sort of, I'll give to God. You have to make profit in building God's kingdom.
You just heard a portion of the upcoming message titled Abundance by Dr. Abadan Shah here at Clearview Church of Henderson, North Carolina. At Clearview, our goal is to make Christ visible in everything that we do. We'd love for you to worship with us here at 3485 Oxford Road, Henderson, or visit us online at clearviewbc.org. Now join us for the rest of this week's message.
How many of you parents, talking to parents this morning, have ever given your kids money for lunch or a field trip and then told them, bring back the change, and it never came back? Yeah, pretty much a lot of hands are going up, and if your kids do bring back the change, please let me know what the secret is, because ours don't or haven't. In today's message, we're going to learn that our Heavenly Father also gives us all the money that we have in this life. Now, we may work, we may create businesses, we may invest and make money, but ultimately, our Heavenly Father is the one who is giving us all that we have. But unlike our earthly parents, He doesn't just want the change back. He wants us to make profit. He wants us to invest and return back with more, and then He says to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Now what we have done is we have taken that line to mean, I haven't done anything really bad in this life, and I go to church every day, and I read the Bible, and I serve in various ministries, I need to hear well done. That's not when Jesus used that line. It's when you make profit in building God's kingdom, that's when you hear, well done, good and faithful servant. In fact, when Jesus returns, He is going to take an account of what you did with His money. And that is the title of our message today, Abundance, because to those who make more in building God's kingdom, He gives even more. For those who don't, He takes what you do have and gives to the one who is. And they have abundance. And it's a missing truth in the church today, in Christian lives. Our Bible tells us about it in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, in our series on the parables of Jesus, and we come to the parable of the talents. So let's all stand once again as we read this parable. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. Likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. We will see the meaning of why he did what he did. But listen to this, verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. The first and the second received the same commendation, which is verse 21. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You're a good father. You're a good mother. You're a good husband, wife. You're a good church member. That's great. But well done, good and faithful is not for that. It's when you make profit in expanding God's kingdom is when you hear that line. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. But now how about the third one? Well, Listen to verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. See, I didn't lose it. I got it right here. No harm done. And what is the Lord's response? Verse 26. You wicked and lazy servant. This morning, parables are like mirrors. They reflect who we are. So are you the first two servants who doubled what God gave to you? Or are you the wicked one, the lazy one who went and dug and hid that money that God had given to you to use to expand his kingdom and said, here you go, Lord. I kept it safe. Which one are you? What commendation will you receive when Christ returns? Well done, good and faithful, or you wicked and lazy servant? And are you saved? If you're not saved, today's the day to give your life to Christ. Today's the day to ask him to save you. Come into your life. And so you can start building his kingdom and make profit. Last weekend, we looked at the first parable, which was the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. The wise ones were prepared. They were waiting for the groom to come. They had plenty of oil. What does that mean? It means that they were ready spiritually. The question to you this morning is that you? Or is that what's going to happen to you? At the last moment, you're going to try to make up for lost spirituality? When the groom comes, what does it say? Listen to Matthew 25, 13. Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour which the Son of Man is coming. Jesus is coming. Are you ready for him? Or will you try to play catch up at the last moment? So that was the first parable. But right after this parable, Jesus gave the parable of the talents. You know, the message of the first one was, be prepared. Jesus is coming back at any time. The message of the second parable we're going to look at this morning is, don't just stand there. Use the money, use the resources you have to build God's kingdom and make profit. This is the message of this parable. So, Jesus told the story of a businessman entrepreneur who goes to a far country, but before he leaves, he gives his 3 main guys some money. And the way the Bible says it, or Jesus said it, he gave the first one 5 talents, the second one 2 talents, and the third one 1 talent. Now sometimes we, since we don't know what those words mean, we think talent must have been like $5, $2, and $1. That's not what it means. If y'all remember a message I preached sometime back in this series where I explained to you what a talent is. So what is a talent? Well, a talent was about 60 to 90 pounds of a precious metal, depending on what it is. Gold, silver, copper is 60 to 90 pounds worth of whatever that metal was. How much was 1 talent of gold? Listen, 6,000 denarii. That's $250,000 he gave to the man who got 1 talent. That's a lot of money. How about the one who got 2 talents? Well, all you got to do is double that. So we're looking at how much? Close to 480, right? Close. $500,000. He gave a lot of money to them, right? And how about the one who got 5 talents? Well, you have to double this and then add this, and it comes to $1.2 million. That's a lot of money he gave them. And what did he do? Then he goes. And what did his servants do? The first one doubled it. So let's say this one is the 5-1. So what is a double of 1.2? About 2.5, right? 2.4 means $2.5 million. He comes back and says, here you go. How about the one here? $500,000 becomes 1 million. But this guy had another plan. So what does the master say to the first one? He says, here we go. He says, well done. I can see why he said, man, great job. Wow. How about this guy right here? Well, close to 1 million. Amazing. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in a few things. Now listen to this. I will make you ruler over many things. How many, we have a lot of business owners here. I mean, how would you love to have a guy who works for you and comes back and said, boss, I just doubled everything. You're like, whoa, really? Man, let me give you some more stuff to do. Enter into the joy of your Lord, which means this. Hey, buddy, you have access to everything now. You have access to my lake house. You have access to, my credit cards. Go out there, double that. Whatever you need, it's yours. Wow. I was not even here. You could have tried to take over the business. You could have tried to usurp my business, but you actually came back with this. Then comes this guy right here. What does he say? Listen to verse 24. Now he said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man. Right there is his first mistake. All right? No business owner, boss, supervisor likes to hear, you are so harsh. That's what it means. What a dummy. Sorry, kids, don't ever say that to anybody. What a dummy. Right? I mean, he is calling his boss a name. The word skleros means you're so harsh, you're so cruel, you're so merciless. And he even came up with an analogy. What is the analogy? You reap where you have not sown. Means, you know, you expect things that you have not even given us the resources to make it happen. And you gather where you have not scattered. I know some of y'all who are in positions of authority, whether you're supervisors or business owner, you're like, you're just gnashing your teeth. You want to fire that guy, right? It's like, get him out of here. Or get her out of here. And then, listen to this. I love this. Next, he blamed his own fear. Now, listen to this. He says, and I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Poor me. I felt so oppressed. And I made sure that you would not beat up on me when you came back. So I just kind of went ahead and hid this. Here it is. All right, no harm done. What is the boss's reaction? But his Lord answered and said to him, what does he say? You wicked and lazy servant. It's the boss's turn to label him. You labeled me, listen to this. You wicked and lazy servant. The word lazy is the word akneros, which is more than just lazy. It means you hesitant and reluctant servant. If you ever hear someone say, man, it seems like Jesus is always against the rich. That's not true. You haven't read the Bible. Read the Bible carefully, and what you'll see is he had a lot of business people around him, supporting him, helping him in the ministry. And so he's saying this parable, and they're going, yeah, we understand. We get it. Let's keep reading. He said, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So what should you have done? You should have deposited my money with the bankers. The word is trapezites, which means a money changer, because you would have made some interest on it. At least you could have done that. But no, you didn't do that. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. And just when you think, the boss would say, all right, I guess it is what it is. At least I didn't lose anything. Listen to what he says. He said, you wicked and lazy servant. And then verse 28, he says, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. Now, do you understand why? Because this guy doubled it. You know, when somebody says, hey, which is a good business book out there? There are a lot of good business books out there you can read, and I read them too. Harvard Business Review, I read it. But here's the thing, folks. Do you know in the Western world, all those business books are operating from a Judeo-Christian foundation? That's where they're coming from. They're coming from the Bible. So I'm not saying don't read those business books. Don't subscribe to Harvard Business Review. What I'm saying is read the Bible. You might get a whole lot more. Why would you invest in somebody who did not do anything? He said, no, take it and give it to this guy right here. Now listen to the principle, verse 29. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance, the title of our message. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be what? Won't you do the same? Now, what is the message? Very quickly, Jesus is the businessman, entrepreneur who has to go away. After Jesus rose from the grave, he spent 40-some days, and then he ascended into the heavens. Temporarily, he moved away, but he gave us an assignment. He gave us incredible amount of money and resources, and he said, go build my kingdom and make profit. Go out there. Now, my question to you is, have you done that? Have you done that? You said, wait, what? What money? Where is the money? Is it under a clear view? Where is it at? Folks, did you know that the money you get paid and earn is given to you by God? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you may go to work and put in your time and you may build a business from nothing and make profit? But here's the question, who gave you the strength to work? God did. Who gave you the mind and the acumen to create a business? To make this? God did. Who gave you the ability to build relationships? Who put you in this world at this time in history living so luxuriously? Folks, you could have lived in some other part of the world where people still don't have running water. They still don't have electricity. Somebody's done it, and the somebody is God. And you may ask, how about people who don't believe in Jesus? Hey, listen, same thing for them too. God is the one who helps them too, but they just don't acknowledge it. You acknowledge it, but then you say, this is my money. I earned it. This is mine. Did you notice the word I use as prophet? It's not just do the best you can. Christians all across our nation in the West are doing the best they can. So best they can means I'm going to pay every bill that I have. I'm going to take all the vacations I need. I'm going to indulge in every hobby and every nice thing I want to have. What's left over, maybe sort of, I'll give to God. You have to make profit in building God's kingdom. It's not just leftover change that you drop in an offering plate. Many of y'all, if you're really honest, you're not even tithing. Now, keep in mind, we have people here at Clearview who go above and beyond the tithe, okay? But if you're really honest, you haven't given anything worth anything, really. You don't tithe. Forget profit. You're stealing from the master. And all he says is 10%. Well, that's even Old Testament. It's grace giving, right? It should be above and beyond. What does that mean to make profit? Listen, it means find creative ways to double the spread of the gospel, which means take calculated risk. These men took risks to expand and make profit. There'll be a lot of business people here. Haven't y'all taken risks? Why is it that when you come to church, nobody wants to take a risk? This should be the most calculated risk-taking place in the world. You know, every business matters because it's God's business, right? Especially the Christians is God's business, but the church is really God's business. We should be the ones taking the most risk, and yet what's happening in our world today? Tell me, come on, what happens in our churches today? We protect everything and we hang on to it. You never know, he might just leave. The pastor may leave, everything will fall apart. Really? I am the neighbor challenge. We gave everybody $100 on a cross and said, go out there. Folks, you know that's risky. Is it not risky? Yeah, you never know. A lot of people are going to come. They're going to expect they think we have money. Folks, everything is risky. Samaritan's purse, the shoebox is risky. Somebody might put a bomb in there. Risky. What do? You don't do it anymore? Verse 25, what does he say? I was afraid. Christians are the most scaredy cats I've ever met in my life. Scared to death. What do you think will happen if we continue in this? Well, we're going to hear exactly what this man here, which is, you wicked and lazy Christians. I don't have too much time. Time is running away. I have too many bills to pay. I have too many things to do. What you're saying, Pastor, is right. I just don't have what it takes. But listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 6:31. He said, therefore, do not worry. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Means go out there, work hard, work smart, but don't worry. Why? What are you supposed to do? Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And can you say the last line with me? All these things shall be added to you. Folks, when Jesus said this, this is not the first time He introduced this concept. This is what He said to His disciples. Hey, listen, go out there and work. Are you a fisherman? Go fish. Are you a tent maker? Go make tents. But keep in mind, don't worry about these things. You build my kingdom. You make profit. I will take care of what you need. Well, I already am taking care of what I need. I think I have everything I need. And yeah, I'm going to do a little bit here and there. Now I want you to listen to these verses right here. The first one is Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. Listen to this. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord makes one, but He doesn't add sorrow with it. You have a lot of sorrow in your life. You know, you're working hard. It's like, man, I don't even know why I'm doing all this. Work for the Lord. He won't add sorrow with it. Here's another one, Psalm 127, verse 1. And we use this at weddings, but this is a verse that we need to read it in church. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Listen to this. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, and eat the bread of sorrows, for so He gives His beloved. Having trouble sleeping? Start working for the Master. It'll be amazing how you'll hit that pillow and be out. And you'll work your tail off. You'll build your business. You'll get promotions at work. But you will have a deep sense of peace and satisfaction knowing that you're not doing for these things. You're working for Him, and He's got you. And you'll get a good night's sleep. You know, people ask me sometimes, like, man, Pastor Charles, you pastor a big church. How do you sleep at night? I sleep very well. Ask Nicole. Only thing kept me awake was a dissertation and things like that, but those are, you know, kind of odd situations. I don't stay up late going, oh, I wonder what's going to happen with the church. Not one bit. Why, it's His. I'm working hard, and so is our team, by the way. They are the hardest working people I know in the world. Honestly, and every time we come up with some other project for the church, the staff, I'm talking about the whole staff, they're always ready to go. Hey, listen, we're going to have a day for the kids. All right, what can we do to double it? Last year, I think we had like 100 kids. Can we get 200? We're going to have a youth program. What can we do to double that? Kindle ministry, what can we do to double? We're reaching like, you know, 4 or 5 houses working on. How can we get 10 houses? We're going to have a Christmas play here. Did you know that The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, C.S. Lewis's play, will be done right here? Did you know that the next day we're going to have children from 3 schools coming here and watching that play? And that's the gospel. Amazing, isn't it? What if it doesn't work out. What if a kid slips and hurts? Go home. Especially, folks, if you came from small churches where that's how you live, it's hard to change that mentality, but you have to. You have to. I'm not saying take just risks. Calculated risk. Knowing what you're doing. Knowing that it's for the Lord. Knowing that this is what He has commanded us to do. This is not optional. This is not optional. Now, here's where it gets a little harsher. Listen to verse 30. What did he do with that unprofitable servant right here? Just when you think God would say, you know what? I'm going to demote you. You're not going to get any more assignments. Listen to what he says. He says, and cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What does that mean, weeping and gnashing of teeth? What is that place? It's hell. Which means this, that if you have been unprofitable in the kingdom of God, you haven't done anything with what God has given to you, and not just anything, you're just returning back what you got. Like our prayers sometimes, God, we're just giving back to you what you've given to us. Stop praying that. We need to start praying, Lord, we doubled it. What is your reward? Now, folks, I don't understand how it works, but somehow your eternity is dependent on how you spend your money or God's money down here. Is this in the Bible? Wow. I told you, we got a lot of atheists here. Is this in the Bible? Well, that's what Jesus said. You think he was just exaggerating? Well, then where do we stop? You think he was just kind of trying to scare them? Well, where do we stop? Because the whole Bible tells us to take risks, to go out there, use what we have to build God's kingdom. The question for you is, are you doing that with your resources? Are you using your money to build God's kingdom? Or are you only self-preservating, just sitting on what you have? What will Jesus say to you when he returns? Will he say, well done, good and faithful servant, you made profit? Or will he say, wicked and lazy servant, take what he has, give to another, and throw him into hell? Folks, I don't want any of y'all to be thrown into hell. I don't want any of y'all to be thrown into hell because you did nothing for the kingdom of God, or you only gave back what God gave you. What will he say to you?
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's message. As believers, we are called to use the gifts that God has given us to make profit for his kingdom. For more information, you can visit our website at clearviewbc.org. And for this sermon's notes, check out Dr. Shah's blog at abadanshah.com. You can also come worship with us this Christmas season. Our Christmas play, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, will be on December 8th. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. Also, we'll be having our community Christmas concert on December 14th and 15th. Doors also open at 6 and the show starts at 7. For more information, visit our website at clearviewbc.org.